A dining hall employee at Yale University shattered a stained glass window at Calhoun College last month and faces criminal charges. Now he's become a hero for people who want the university to change the college's name. WSHU's Katie Toth explains why.
Corey Menefee says he bashed in the stained glass window in Calhoun College's dining hall because it was racist. The image was of two slaves carrying cotton. Outside the courthouse on Tuesday, New Haven resident Brian Jawawa Gray said he may not have gone about the thing right, but by getting rid of the window, Menefee had performed a service.
There's a few more that need to be taken down. I've been seeing those for decades, and finally someone has initiated something, that the attention to that, to get that stuff down.
Angelina Zhang agrees. She's a student at Yale in Calhoun College.
Corey Menefee did something that all of us wanted to happen, which was the removal of these racist images if the administration is not willing to do so. And that includes changing the name.
Change the name! Change the name!
Changing the name. See, Calhoun College is named after John C. Calhoun. He was a 19th century vice president who vigorously defended slavery. Last summer, Yale students petitioned the university to change Calhoun College's name.
These issues sort of pile on to each other.
That's Catherine Demby. She graduated from the law school this year, and she was a co-founder of the petition. This spring, Yale said Calhoun College would keep its name as a way to confront its history.
I hope that the resolution of this will cause Yale to reconsider and think more about its legacy.
Yale says they're now taking out other windows in the college dining hall that glorify Calhoun. Those will be stored at the Yale Art Gallery. They haven't answered questions about whether they plan to change Calhoun College's name. Katie Toth, WSHU News.
Yale University has not commented on the students who hope the school will reconsider Calhoun's name.